Welcome back to the OptiSmile podcast here on eRadio, and I'm Eon, as always, and today we're busting myths and sharing expert strategies for cosmetic dentistry so you get results that look great, feel natural, and protect your bank balance. Dr. Clifford Uhlman from OptiSmile will answer 10 key questions about cosmetic choices today, so you can stay safe and you can avoid overspending and also truly love your smile. Dr. Uhlman, welcome back once again.
Thanks, Eon. Great to chat to you again, and looking forward to these next two episodes where we go over some of the stuff that we've covered in our previous 80 podcasts.
So, Dr. Uhlman, what are realistic cosmetic goals, and when are perfect Hollywood teeth not worth the cost?
That's a great question to start off with. So we did a podcast, I think it was number 47, Hollywood versus real life smiles. You know, I always advise set your goals around a natural, healthy and confident smile instead of chasing those perfect veneers that you see in magazines. I've seen many patients regret very aggressive treatments. They've been motivated by trends or social media. And, you know, the truth is big changes are permanent and introduce more risk like sensitivity or bite issues, and they're costly, not only in terms of what you may pay, but also the replacement cost, and also long term, what we talk about a lot in our podcast is the biologic cost, which means if they have to file away some or all of your tooth to make your teeth look better, it's just not worth it long term, because if they're done really well and they're very minimally invasive, veneers can last 10, 15, 20 years. But if you go off to Turkey to get turkey teeth, or you go to some local cosmetic dentist in a town near you and get turkey teeth locally, it's just not going to be worth the cost, because they might only last 2 or 3 years. And then what's left of your tooth? You know, most smiles just need subtle whitening or a little bit of bonding. And it can be truly life-changing, you know, less is more, and both for your looks and your bank balance. You know, it's your own face, your personality, your lifestyle, and that's what genuine cosmetic success looks like, unless you're getting out there on the stage and people have to see your gnashes from a kilometer away. Most people are right up next to you. Just be natural.
Okay, and how do you compare at home whitening kits to professional treatments for cost and also results?
So we did about 5 or 6 podcasts about teeth whitening. There was one where we explained take home teeth whitening kits. I think it was podcast number 32, and talk about why at home kits are popular. They're really good for removing stain, they're budget friendly, convenience. They can take a while. You can whiten overnight for several months. We don't like to use the overnight gels at OptiSmile. We do 3D printed trays, and we often will give a 7.5% or even a 9.5% hydrogen peroxide instead of a carbamide peroxide. And you just use it for about 30 minutes a day. And within 1 week, you'll see dramatic results, and within a few weeks, you'll be done. You can do in-chair whitening to give it a boost to get you going, or halfway through, but the result is pretty much the same. In fact, it's exactly the same once you whiten your teeth. You know, your teeth are white, whether you do them at home or in-chair. It just the in-chair will save you some time, but it will also cost you more money, and you do need to always start with a professional cleaning and a full checkup. People go to these whitening places and get a quick polish. They don't have a proper checkup. They may have veneers or fillings that won't match. Yeah, and also the take-home trays are great, because every few months you can do a few sessions and touch up, or if you're going to a school reunion or some other big event, a wedding or a bar mitzvah, you just pop your trays in for a few sessions before you go.
I also want to talk to you about aligners, you know, Invisalign or others. Are all aligners really the same quality, or should you be cautious with those lower-priced brands?
So at the upper end with international brands like Invisalign, there's a lot of quality control and a lot of training behind getting certified, becoming a provider. There's a huge amount of not only information, but they're always giving lectures and courses and online in-depth training. So the training is important, maybe even more important than the actual brand. We do stick to Invisalign. There are some new 3D printed aligners that we're starting to do. So we'll do a podcast on that when the time's ready. But when it comes to Invisalign versus, say, some of the other brands available in South Africa, Invisalign has got all the years of research and oversight, amazing software, very, very user-friendly. And the dentists, now we get the treatment plans back literally in minutes, which is amazing. And we've had cases where people have done very cheap aligners locally, even with some dentists that are supposed to know what they're doing with those things, and we've had to correct the treatment or try and get the teeth to where they were supposed to go in the first place. But always choose a provider with expertise and transparent planning. It's your smile, it's worth it.
I just want to quickly get back to whitening. Is in-chair whitening ever too much of a good thing? Can you overdo it? Maybe blind people.
Well, your teeth are only going to go as white as they're going to go. That really blinding white is usually achieved. Oh, I don't know if I can use the word achieved, but the very, very white look is usually done with thick veneers or fake looking crowns. In the podcast number 34 about what you need to know about teeth whitening, we speak about moderation, using the gels according to what we recommend. If the dentist or hygienist is properly trained in the particular system that they're using, the in-chair whitening will be done according to special protocols. At OptiSmile, we don't like to use a full kit of four treatments because that's how it comes. We'll split it up. Costs the patient, the cost is a lot lower, or the fees a lot lower, because materials, you're only using half of a pack and you get very good results to get you going for your trays. We always like to do the trays. But if you, with some of the systems, I won't mention names here, I've mentioned it before, there's some popular systems that are very heavily advertised. And if you go in and you do a so-called 1 hour in-chair whitening with some of these systems, you could get a lot of sensitivity called zingers, where your lower front teeth especially will give you shooting pains for several days, even a week afterwards. And we, it gets a really bad rap. We get a lot of patients who've had that done even 20 years ago, and they never forget it. It's much like my younger brother lives in Australia. He does cameras and access control, and back when he lived in South Africa, he did electric fences. They don't have them in Australia. And I said to him, will that kill you? He says, no, but you won't. It'll give you a shock you'll never forget for the rest of your life. And that's much like that in-chair whitening with some of those brands. One of the brands sounds like you're going fast. That's all I'll say.
Ah, okay.
Maybe too fast. Yeah.
And Dr. Yoderman, what questions should you ask before you start any cosmetic dental plan? Have you got some advice for us?
Yeah, in one of the podcasts about choosing your dental care provider wisely, I speak about digging into the details, ask about maintenance requirements, about the risks, what it will cost to repair things, expected longevity, how long things are going to last, what are the alternatives. At OptiSmile, we really have focused and concentrated on injection molded composite bonding, and I was very keen on it when it first came out, and I had a good sense, given my years of experience, that it would last a long time. So we actually did something that I don't think many dentists do. We put a 5-year warranty on it, and now it's been going, we've been doing it for over 6 years, and if someone gets a little chip, we can repair it easily. It's not like a whole big to-do, to get stuff done. I think you need to ask what's included in the price, what happens if anything goes wrong. You also want to be sure that it includes digital planning, so you can see what your teeth are going to look like before they do it. Now we've got something called Smile Cloud, which uses AI, and you get a very clear idea of what your teeth would look like before they pick up a drill or or put any glue on your teeth or anything. And, you know, knowing all of this up front means you'll feel totally confident and in control during your smile transformation journey. I don't know where this journey thing came on, but it sounds like a bit of a trick.
Yeah.
Anyway, the surprises are for parties, not dental care. You don't want any surprises. The dentist gives you the mirror and he goes, surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise. Make sure you're on that journey with the dentist. He's not on his own journey.
And how can you avoid add-on charges when you're getting a smile makeover?
So in the same podcast, I speak about getting a fully itemized quote before saying yes to treatment. It should be a written quote. You know, ask if retainers are included. Those are the things you wear after your alignment or after your injection molding or bite plate if you're getting ceramic veneers, because they can chip or break. Ask about follow-up visits, what excitement rush you. Take your time, check the estimates, and you know, remember that honest dentists love patients who ask questions, and planning smart in advance is how my happiest patients become my best ambassadors.
And I also want to ask you, can small changes, you know, like bonding or contouring, deliver big results at a much lower cost?
Yes, 100%. So in the podcast about the art and science of bonding, we talk about simple things like some bonding to close a small gap or gentle recontouring, give a new look in a single painless visit. There's often no need to remove enamel or invest procedures. Yeah, these are affordable. There's some reversible steps. And often the biggest smiles I see are from people who realize that less is more. I had a patient in just last week who she'd had Invisalign, she'd had some other work done, and there was still something she just didn't like about her teeth. And I mean, she did have very sort of thin, long teeth, and there's no way any more Invisalign or any kind of veneers or crowns was going to change that. And I had a discussion with her, and I explained to her that something called cosmetic contouring, or basically where we very carefully, we see where your enamel is. And if you haven't worn your teeth down and you've got lots of extra enamel, it can be quite safe to trim the teeth half a millimeter, in some cases even a little bit more. And it makes it a huge difference if you just buff the two upper front teeth slightly shorter, where it's more in proportion with the other teeth. It could look like someone's had their whole face redone. It's unbelievable. You look at it before and after, and it's you can't even imagine you did almost nothing. And it's so quick once you've explained it to the patient and just give them a polish. And yeah, they love it. And we don't even charge for something like that, because it literally takes a few minutes. It can be done. This was in a checkup appointment. And, you know, I said, well, you know, if you want to, we can do this. I took a pencil and I just drew on tooth a little bit, sort of rubbed some of the pencil on the edge of the tooth to show her where we're going to do it. And she had a mirror and she watched as we buffed them back a bit. And then we rounded off the corners and she was so happy. Unbelievable.
What is the truth about online DIY kits and you know, for orthodontics and veneers?
You know, that's a big thing overseas. Most of those companies have failed the mail order aligners. If people from overseas are listening to this, you know, just look it up. There are lots of news articles how people's teeth were messed up and or they got left with just a whole lot of aligners that they didn't know what to do. Even though aligners do seem simple, takes a lot of management. You got to see the dentist on a regular basis or do remote monitoring. These snap-on smiles, and there's these veneer technicians and people doing dentistry basically illegally. This is mainly for overseas. I don't know about any veneer technicians in South Africa. But yeah, make sure if you're getting whitening or orthodontics or veneers that the dentist is actually registered and is legally even allowed to do what they're doing, because you know, you only get your two sets of teeth, your baby teeth and then your adult teeth, and you really don't want to be messing around. There's no bargains in dentistry and brain surgery.
Well said. Also, should you combine treatments, you know, aligners, whitening, bonding for savings, or is it better to go step by step?
Yeah, so that's fantastic. Yeah, we really at OptiSmile, I tell patients, you know, you got your different S's, you know, you got your situation or your position of your teeth. So aligning the teeth or with either braces or Invisalign or 3D printed clear aligners is really great for changing the situation of the teeth. The shade, the second S, is the color. If your teeth are yellow or brown or stained, whitening, especially with take-home trays, and being patient over several weeks or a month, you can boost it, go quicker with some in-chair if you need to and you have the budget. But changing the shade should always just be done with whitening and or replacing old restorations afterwards that have stained because they don't whiten. And then the third S is the size or the shape. If the teeth are a bit small or chipped or worn down, then minor bonding or even major bonding composite applied to your teeth using either freehand techniques or in 95% of cases now with digital dentistry, it's done by doing a scan, doing a 3D plan, making a mold, putting the mold over the tooth or teeth and injecting the material into the mold and curing it and hardening it, polishing it, and it looks perfect every time. And we've seen these now going on 5-6 years and they do look amazing. I don't want to say they look the same or better than veneers because they actually don't. They actually look like teeth, which is very difficult to do with veneers. Veneers often will just look like, you know, fake white, basically fake white porcelain things stuck on your front teeth, unless you're using the very, very best labs and you're following a lot of the principles that we talk about here, which is getting the teeth straight first, getting the teeth white first. And then the new thing with veneers, not to talk badly about veneers all the time, is minimally invasive or non-prep veneers using 3D printing. And that's something that we're getting into. And we're going to do a podcast about 3D printed fillings and 3D printed veneers very soon.
All right. And then our final question for today, what are the warning signs that you're being upsold for unnecessary cosmetic work?
Yeah, so I drill into this, excuse the pun, pun intended. I drill into this in choosing your dental care provider wisely. If you feel pressured, if the explanations are vague, you know, I always say if a person says, you know, trust me, that should be a big, like, trust me, I've done this before. It's like, that should be a big warning sign. You know, explanations are vague. If you've been recommended things you didn't even ask about, you know, step back, don't get pushed. You know, genuine care is about partnership. You should feel listened to, empowered, and clear on every stage. Upselling is for car dealers, not dentists you trust with your smile.
So true. And we hope that you found today's tips eye-opening and empowering. And remember, for a full cosmetic assignment and bespoke smile makeover plan, you can book your 90-minute digital consultation at OptiSmile. Or if you prefer, start with a free online video consultation on WhatsApp or at optismile.co.za. Dr. Udelman, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. And have a great week and talk to you again next week.
That's right. And if you learned something new, please like, subscribe, and most importantly, share this episode with your friends, family, and those who care about their smile. Also remember, while we strive to provide valuable insights, always consult with your own dental professional for advice tailored to your personal health. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Discover the world of dental excellence with OptiSmile. Join us for a weekly podcast featuring Dr. Clifford Udelman, a seasoned expert with 40 years of dental experience across four continents. Gain unique insights and expert dental advice by visiting optismile.co.za for articles that illuminate the path to optimal oral health. If you're seeking unparalleled dental care in Cape Town, get in touch with OptiSmile or book directly online on optismile.co.za. OptiSmile, where global expertise meets local care.